flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It's Francisco Rojas that I got you for today. And it's truck day. It's truck day. That, you know, look, I know, birds, Sunday. I'm excited. You're excited. Cannot wait for that. By the way, I know I'm like just not talking baseball for the first like minute here, but gotta mention that the Luka trade, what the heck? You know, I wanted to go off of the topic, maybe do something for Phillies today, do like shocking Phillies trades. I don't think there's enough of that. It's not like, I don't think there's enough like shocking Phillies trades or anything that's like super duper notable or anything like that. But what the heck? Luka for AD, that's the most shocking trade I think in sports history. Don't think it's close. But that's just my thoughts. But we're going to get to the show today, which is Rob Thompson mentioned that he is not scared of the Dodgers, pretty much. That he thinks they match up fine with them. I want to talk about that. I want to ask you guys, should we be scared of the Dodgers? Should we actually be scared of the juggernaut that is the Dodgers? We'll get to that. It's truck day. Talk about that in just a second. But before we get to all the, for most of the show, in just a couple of minutes, I want to, because I haven't done an episode since the tragedy that happened on what was now Friday night, a little after dinner time, right around 6 p.m. The plane crash, the Learjet that was carrying a child and her mother along 4 other people that crashed in Northeast Philadelphia on Friday night. What a tragedy. And prayers and to everybody that was involved in such a huge tragedy on Friday night. All 6 people on board the plane died, plus one person in a car on the ground. Injury, according to sources, the injury toll is now up to 22. As it was just a really, really just horrible, horrifying scene on Friday night after what had happened. And just a really, really awful, awful event that happened on Friday night. And just another note, all 6 people that were on board that plane were Mexican citizens. They were on their way to Mexico. I think they were initially on their way to Missouri, but then they were going to head back to Mexico. And just a really unthinkable, awful, that's something you don't expect every day, a plane crash to happen right there in Philadelphia. It crashed 30 seconds after it took off, I believe. It's just horrible, unthinkable. So prayers to anyone involved with the plane crash. Just horrible, horrible. Okay, to try and transition to some more positive content for the show, it is Truck Day. It is Truck Day. And again, like I said, I know we're all excited about big game on Sunday. And I'll give you my prediction on this show for the game on Thursday when I do my final episode before the game against the rematch with the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. But it is Truck Day, and I'll just give you a little rough rundown what's going to happen with Truck Day. And honestly, it's already started. It's already started because at 6:15 a.m., a couple hours ago, or at least when I'm putting this podcast out, it'll be a couple hours ago for you, Philly's spring training truck and its trailers made its big arrival to CBP, Citizens Bank Park. It will skillfully maneuver its way down the truck ramp towards the team's clubhouse. And at 8 a.m., which just happened about an hour ago, the truck gets loaded up with a bunch of much-needed items. I'm not going to tell you, I'm really not going to sit here and tell you the exact number, because they do have the exact number for these things, like the 10,000 paper cups, 2,400 baseballs, and they have a bunch of other stuff like short and long sleeved shirts, bats, socks, pants, like all these things, jackets, all those things. They do have an exact number on those things, or we'll be here all day just trying to tell you the exact number. I don't think you really want to hear that. But one thing you should note as fans, that there is an 11:40 a.m. send-off on Patterson Avenue, and they do this every year. There is an 11:40 a.m. send-off on Patterson Ave, and there will be a final truck stop at noon outside the Citizens Branch on 18th and Market Streets that will provide a cool photo opportunity for fans. So I guess you get to take a picture with the truck right before it heads off for spring training. So that's around like 11:40 to noon, somewhere around there, that I guess there will be a set off or a send off at 11:40, but I guess it'll arrive there around noon, I would assume, but be ready. Get there at like 11, just so you're ready. So whatever time it is, maybe they decide to leave early. You're there early. You said, hey, you can't beat me. I'm just saying, something to note. And then the truck will travel all the way down to Florida, where its final destination will be BayCare Ballpark on Friday, February 7th. And then just 5 days before the official workout, for the first official workout for pitchers and catchers on February 12th. So we are getting closer and closer to spring training. I know we're all birded up right now, but things to note there with Truck Day. And one final note, as far as Phillies news and updates go, Ryan Howard and Jimmy Rollins also will be among guest instructors for spring training. It will include a stacked 2008 guest instructor list from that 08 championship team. It's going to be Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard, Shane Victorino, and Cole Hamels. Don't know who else will be there, but it will include J-Roll, Howard, Victorino, and Cole as guest instructors for spring training. I feel like, is it like weird to have guest instructors for spring training when you got like a potentially future Hall of Famer in Bryce Harper? It's like, why do I need a guest instructor for? Like, I guess it was cool to have that at like when you were playing ball in Little League, right? Like, I have a guest instructor. I mean, I never had a guest instructor, but like, I don't know. Doesn't that make sense for like high school and like even college? But I don't know. These big leagues, they need guest instructors. I'm just saying. Feels a little weird. These guys are pros. These guys are superstars. You know, Kyle Schwarber, Harper. I don't know. This is Trey Turner. These guys are, you know, making a lot of money. I don't know. Just never really thought about that. Just thinking about it now, though. Just thinking about it now. So those are your Phillies news and updates. Truck Day today, happening right now. And you got Howard and Rollins among the guest instructors to go along with the other 08 guys for spring training. So that's enough for spring training talk. Rob Thompson recently went on the Philly show with Ruben Amaro Jr., Todd Zielecki, and Jim Salisbury. And I believe they asked Rob about the Dodgers, maybe like matching up with them. I forget what exactly what it was. Maybe it was like matching up with them in the playoffs, this and that. And I guess he was asked about, you know, it potentially, you know, them playing them in the postseason. And he said they match up fine. He said they match up top to bottom, pretty good as far as their, you know, rotation, lineup and rotation lineup in their bullpen. He says they match up fine. And I agree with them. I agree. Like, I think they do match up fine. And the question I have for you guys now, at the end of the day here, after pretty much it seems like both of these teams, especially the Phillies and the Dodgers, who knows, really? Especially Dodgers getting Kirby Yates and, you know, solidifying their offseason there with Scott and Yates, Tanner Scott and Kirby Yates, the back end of their bullpen. At this point, they're probably both done. Should we be scared of the LA Dodgers? As these teams wrap up their off seasons heading into spring training, should we be scared of the Los Angeles Dodgers? Because I'll be honest with you, I feel like a lot of people are just making so much, and I get it. Like, I'm not surprised, and like I totally get. I mean, the Dodgers have had, feels like an all-time off season, but I think it's just more because they just won the World Series and they're so stacked and they got Ohtani coming back as a pitcher. Like, I think they did have a huge offseason, but like, I think we're making a little more of it. And I get it because of Ohtani deferrals, all that. I get it. But look, we should not be like this scared of the Dodgers. We shouldn't be this scared of the Dodgers, okay? Number one, like, you know this, it's baseball. We have seen stacked teams lose, like in the DS and the CS. 0-1 Mariners, they won 116 games, did not get to the World Series. They didn't get to the World Series. They lost in the ALCS and they lost in 5 games. Didn't even get to 7 games. This Dodgers franchise, 3 seasons here for you. 2019 and 2021. Both of those years, won 106 games, lost in the DS and lost in the CS. Both of those years won 106 games. 2022 Dodgers, they won 111 games. And when did they lose? They lost in 4 games, or 5 games, sorry, to the San Diego Padres, who the Phillies eventually ended up beating to go to the World Series. 111 games. 2011 Phillies. I'll stay here with the Phils. 2011 Phils. I know, maybe their offense wasn't all that good. Maybe that team is probably a tiny, tiny bit overrated. But still, the 2011 Phillies, as far as their rotation goes, they had like an all-time rotation. Not like, they did have an all-time rotation. They still lost in 5 games in the DS to the St. Louis Cardinals. A team they should not have lost to. I do not care that the Phillies, maybe their offense wasn't close to their pitching staff, but you know, it's still, they should, it should have been enough to beat, it should have been more than enough to beat the St. Louis Cardinals. The Phillies were better than the Cardinals that year. They were better than the Cardinals, but the Cardinals got hot and they ended up winning the World Series. So just because that look at the Nationals in 2019. Nationals were not the best team in baseball. The Nationals beat the LA Dodgers that year. Much better LA Dodgers team. They beat them. So, like, I feel like we're getting too upset and too, like, Philly's got their own problems to worry about. Like, they need to take care of their offense. Going cold in the postseason and going cold at the wrong times, figuring that out, the mindset of this lineup, Like, they need to figure that out first before worrying about the Dodgers, because they're losing to teams, inferior teams like the Diamondbacks and the, and even like the New York Mets. I still think they were a better team than New York Mets, but they had a problem with their offense going cold. They have their own problems to take care of first. But going back to Rob Thompson's point, circling back to Rob Thompson about how they match up, the Phillies do match up well with the Dodgers, I think very well, very well. The rotation, 100%, like 1 through 5, and especially in like a 7-game series, let's say, 100%. The Dodgers do have, again, a stacked rotation with Snell, Yamamoto, Glasnow, Gonsolin, Sasaki, May, and Otani. Like, I guess this was a 7-man rotation. I don't know. They said they're going to go 6-man rotation. But, like, the Phillies, though, like, if we're just going a 4-man rotation in the playoffs, however it may be, Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez, and Lizardo, you're picking 4 of those guys there? I don't care. I guess what the odd man out would either be Ranger or Lizardo. It would probably be Ranger, because I think Ranger can come out of the bullpen well. But, like, that matches up just fine with the Dodgers. Like, that's a pick 'em. And that's about, I'm talking about, you know, as far as matching up with, you know, a scary team like the Dodgers. It's a pick 'em. The lineup, and I know I talked about them going cold, but let's just say they are clicking right against the Dodgers and they do figure it out. Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, boom. Kepler, JT, Marsh, and Stott. That is at their best, that is one of the best lineups in baseball. And I know the Dodgers have one of the best lineups in baseball too, but there's no like real, like, it's not like, yes, they have, you know, a great lineup, and you can say they have an all-star lineup with the Dodgers, but so do the Phillies. When the Phillies are going at their best, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, Boehm, Realmuto, they're all former all-stars. All former all-stars. Come on, man. Phils match up well with the Dodgers. They do. And then the bullpen, I'd probably edge the Dodgers bullpen. But still, like, if the Phils bullpen is at their best, or even close to it, like, if Jordan Romano can return to form of what he was with Toronto, Matt Strom has been what he's been with the Phils last couple of years, especially what he was last year, having an ERA under 2. Kirkering, if he can replicate what he did in his first full season as a reliever. Alvarado being able to return to what he was a few years ago. Jose Ruiz was solid last year. Like, just those 5 guys right there, like, they can match up well with the Dodgers. They can. We shouldn't be all that scared. We're like, look, we're getting pissed off about their offseason just like everybody else. But the juggernaut that is the LA Dodgers, you don't need to be super scared. Phils need to take care of their own issues first in-house as far as their offense and figuring out that mentality and why they're going cold, you know, back-to-back postseasons with a team that should win a World Series. Like, that, I don't think there's any doubt, like, looking at the roster on paper, and I know that on paper, if you take it for what it's worth, should win a World Series. They should win. There's no excuse why they should not win a World Series with this team. So I want to know where you are, though. I want to know how you feel. Should we be scared of the LA Dodgers? Should we be scared? Because I do not. I think we need to worry about this Phillies offense and them figuring it out this year. And I guess I get it. Guys go through slumps, but just the mentality with this team and where they are in the postseason, just being baseball in the postseason, can't be that way. They have to fix that first. Shouldn't be scared of the Dodgers. So I want to know where you are, how you feel about Rob Thompson's comments about them matching up well with the Dodgers, matching up just fine. Let me know where you are, what your thoughts and feelings with how the Phillies match up potentially against the Dodgers, maybe come postseason time. Need to know how you are feeling. Okay, around Major League Baseball, Jack Flaherty returns to where he was just last year, right? Just last year before the trade deadline with the Detroit Tigers, where he had a really good first half and, you know, looked to be back where he was with St. Louis all those years ago. And Jack Flaherty had a, what, 2.95 ERA and 18 starts last year before he was traded to the Dodgers and was an instrumental part in the Dodgers winning that World Series. But signed a two-year, $35 million deal with the Detroit Tigers, $25 million for the first year, and then $10 million for the second year of the deal. I believe, according to Ken Rosenthal, that $25 million for Flaherty in the first year. It's a top 10 salary for a starting pitcher. So Jack Flaherty, $25 million first year, $10 million in the second year of this deal. Rest in peace to former commissioner of Major League Baseball, Fabe Vincent. He was the eighth MLB commissioner when he was commish and died at 86 within the last couple of days. So full name, Francis T. Fay Vincent, as he went by, passes away at the age of 86. So rest in peace to Fay Vincent. And just talked about the Dodgers a couple of minutes ago. And in regards to Shohei Ohtani, because I think everyone wants to, look, at the end of the day, everyone wants to see the magician that is Shohei Ohtani, what he can do on the mound, what he can do at the plate. Everyone wants to see what he is able to do. I mean, he's a true unicorn of sport. So, but we do have an update, according to Sonia Chen from MLB.com, that Dave Roberts on Saturday at Dodger Fest gave an update on Shohei Ohtani, potentially when he is going to come back and be available to pitch. So he said he is likely to resume pitching in Major League games sometime in May, and they would like it to be sooner, I believe. But, well, obviously they would like it to be sooner. Everyone would like it to be sooner. He said, I think there's, he said that there's a chance that it could be sooner, but it looks like May is the timeline that we will see Shohei Ohtani come back and be on a mound. So, I mean, that's not like the Dodgers needed any more help. Not like they weren't already the World Series favorite, even if Ohtani just decided to hit again. By the way, before we wrap it up, I do think, as much as I want to see Ohtani pitch and hit for a while, probably would be best for his career not to pitch much longer. Maybe a couple of more years would be best for his career not to pitch much longer. As far as, you know, legacy of his career in production, what he'll be able to do at the plate, probably not best for his career. He's already had a bunch of injuries pitching, so. Let me know where you are, though, on the Dodgers. Or should we be scared? Should we be scared? And do we? How do we match up? Do we match up well with the World Series favorite? I want to know your thoughts. It is Truck Day. Let's get excited for Phils, even though I know birds. Look, you have an excuse to be excited for the birds and then be excited for the Phils a week later. I'll let you pass. I'll let it slide. But give you a week. Then we gotta start getting excited for Phils after we win the Super Bowl. So that's gonna do it for me, Francisco, and I'll talk to you guys later this week.